Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 41 of the 5-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne. And for the fourth year in a row, we are closing out December with our year in review. So if it happened in 2024, be it in WWE, AEW, Japan, or Mexico, it is all fair game. So you have to know your stuff to compete, which is why we brought back the panel from last year's show. Up first, the host of the Pro Wrest Paradise over at the Pro Wrestling Torch, and the winner of last year's year-end show, although he surely regrets appearing, it is Alan Cunahan. Alan, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. As always, I'm nervous about living in the present year and having my knowledge of it tested, but it's been working out okay for me so far. But next year, I'm surely screwed because I've decided next year, like Case, I am going to embrace and live in the world of mid-90s lucha.
Oh, boy.
Well, I can't blame you. Up next, one half of the Open the Voice Gate podcast right here on the Voices of Wrestling Network. A recently married man. In fact, he cut his honeymoon short just to appear on this show. It's Mike Spears. Mike, how you doing?
You know, as I am an investigator of various calderas and volcanoes, I knew that I had to get the investigating done on the honeymoon real quick so that I can get back here. And unlike past years where I come in very boastful and go like, oh yeah, I'm going to clean up here, three-time winners club. How long have I been saying that I'm entering the three-time winners club, Joe? It feel like it's been years now.
A couple of years, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah. I have absolutely no faith in my ability for this year's show. I fully expect to be getting the old wooden spoon, and I'm just hoping not to embarrass myself, because unlike Case and Alan, who are going to 90s Lucha Libre right now, all I've been watching it is Toreo. So we're talking 80s right now. So like, I don't know how well that's going to apply here, Joe, but hopefully you have some things about Tana Bloss that will help me out here.
So yeah, we have when any we do Tana a UWA questions? Show, yeah, you'll be my first call when we do a UWA show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That will be. And last and never least, the other half of the Open the Voice Gate right here on the Voices Wrestling Podcasting Network. An interviewer of the stars. In fact, we have to get this done quick so you can talk to Don Callis. It's Case Lowe. Case, how you doing?
Oh, I don't want David Bixen's band getting mad at me. I don't know if I want to talk to Don Callis. Look, I feel worse than I ever have coming into this show. I know Alan has been catching up on Busted Open Radio and all of the other WWE-affiliated media so that he can once again name all of the Intercontinental Champions of the Year. I, of course, have not done that, and there is a chance this year that I get zero questions right.
Everyone is just brimming with confidence this year. What a show. All right, so we will begin. We have five rounds of Power Pack Trivia. We will begin with round one. The winner is who? This game, I give you a match or tournament. You tell me who won it. So if I said King of Gate, hopefully you respond Dragon Daya. Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Alan, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am so ready, Joe.
All right, you get the grade one climax.
Terry Funk. Oh, wait, sorry. I was trying to make up for things. Zack Sabre Jr.?
That is correct. Yes, he did. That is correct. All right, Mike, you have the best of the Super Juniors.
Best of the Super Juniors, El Desperado.
El Desperado is correct. All right, Case, you have Noah's N1 tournament.
Noah's N1 2024, that was Kaito Kiyomiya.
Kaito Kiyomiya is correct. All right, Alan. The Women's Royal Rumble this year.
Oh, God. I might as well just guess Terry Funk again here.
our first scoff of the afternoon.
Asuka?
Oh, it was Bayley this year. It's Bayley.
She would have been like guest number 9, I'd say.
All right, Mike, you have the Champion Carnival for All Japan.
Champion Carnival, Yuma Aoyagi.
Oh, it's Kento. Kento Miyahara won this year.
Oh, I should have just gone chalk.
All right. Case, I was going to ask you who won the Fire Festival this year, but I don't know who this is, and it doesn't seem fair. So I'm going to tell you, if you can name two people who competed in the Fire Festival this year, I'll give you a point.
Okay, Fire Festival 2024. That has to be Takuya Sugawara and we'll say Chris Weiss.
Chris Weiss is correct. I do not see Sugawara on the list, unfortunately.
Wow, that's that I really thought Sugawara would be the one to be in there. Okay.
Let me tell you, a Fire Festival without Takuya Sugawara, that is not my kind of Fire Festival.
What is this Tochigi Pro right now?
Yes. No Masato Tanaka either, unfortunately. Fuminori Abe was in there, of course. That would have been a good guess. And and a bunch of dudes. but most of them do not have Wikipedia pages, so that should tell you something. All right.
Can I interject with something really quick, Joe?
Certainly.
Probably in about, I don't know, 2009 or something like that. So I went to school with I don't boast on this much these days as I might have in the past, but I went to school with a very young Jordan Devlin. He was a couple of years behind me in school. And I remember when he went on his first tour of Japan wrestling as Frank David, because they thought he was like the younger brother of Prince Devitt and got the names mixed. Anyway, so he wrestled on the tour against Takuya Sugawara. And in my mind, that was like the coolest thing. This kid I was in school with wrestled a Dragon Gate Toryumon alumni, Takuya Sugawara. And I bumped into him in the gym in college one day. And I was like, what was it like wrestling Takuya Sugawara? I was just like stars in my eyes. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And yeah.
What did he say? Did you not remember it at all?
I can't remember. It was a fairly like non-eventful answer, if I remember correctly. But it would have been better if he just stayed wrestling Takuya Sugawara, I think. But anyway.
All right. Well, Alan, back to you here. You get the Noah Tag League.
Noah Tag League. Oh, that was earlier in the year. Oh, that was... what's her name's? Was it Kiyomi and Oiwa actually that won it? I was going to get someone else, but I think it was them.
You are correct. It was them.
Ah.
Okay, Mike, you have the Owen Hart Tournament Women's Bracket.
The Owen Hart Tournament Women's Bracket was Mariah May.
Mariah May is correct. All right, Case, your favorite, Triple A, Rey de Reyes.
Okay, can I ask a clarification question?
Sure.
Is this a singles or a tag or a trios tournament?
This is the singles.
Okay. AAA this year, it's got to be a bad wrestler. It's got to be somebody that I don't want to watch, probably wrestling somebody that I do want to watch. I'm going to guess it's Alberto El Patron.
Close. Vikingo.
Ah, that's too bad.
You said a bad wrestler. I was like, oh, boy, I don't think he's getting this one quite right.
I know. Right. Sounds pretty apt. Well, sorry.
I've been saying that for years.
You get the AEW Royal Rampage.
Oh, those Darby.
Darby is correct, yes. All right, Mike, you get the King of DDT.
King of DDT. Chris Brooks.
Oh, it was Mao this year.
Ah, dang.
All right. Case, back to you. You get All Japan's Royal Road Tournament, their single elimination tournament.
Oh, that was later in the year. Was that Yuma Aoyagi?
No, that was Rene Yabe, flagship favorite.
Ah.
All right, Alan, your final question. Oh, I love this one. CZW Best of the Best. Now, I will say this happened over WrestleMania weekend, and it was an outsider, someone you are familiar with. We'll say someone who probably worked several shows that that weekend.
Speedball Mike
traveling
Bailey?
To get there. Oh, it was Kenta. Kenta was best of the best.
Oh, I wasn't going to land on that.
That big up-and-comer in the famed best of the best tournament, Kenta.
He definitely wrestled the Deej in the final, right?
I don't think the Deej was in this one.
Zandig's back. It definitely was Zandig. Alan.
I kind of want to see that match. All right, Mike, final question for you. Michinoku Pro Fukumen World League.
Ah, geez, there were a lot of great competitors in the Fukumen World League. I mean, you had Mr. America in that. We even had people from Vietnam make it. Of course, of our interests, Case and I, from the home promotion, Strong Machine J in La Estrella, were in that one. I absolutely have zero clue, so I'm guessing Subo Genjin.
Oh, it was Pantera Jr.
Good for him. He did some work in Japan doesn't he have like a title shot going with not Michinoku Pro? I'm trying to think of the other regional.
No, he won the Michinoku Pro belt. He's their champion. Yeah. He just had a title defense. Yeah, no, he's Mike, you should watch the finals of that tournament. It was actually a pretty good match.
I think you recommended it to me and I had to get in a fight with a lawyer about my garage and I missed that.
I apologize.
did Jerry Lynn put down the phone to my boss long enough to don the Gorgon Cross persona again and show up for the tournament?
Sadly, no.
Case, your final question, the CMLL International Grand Prix.
Oh, this I should know. This is a promotion I actually watched this year. Oh, God, and I liked that match too. So let me think about this. The Grand Prix this year was safe bet as always, Mystico. I'm going to say Mystico.
Oh, it was Claudio Castagnoli won.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
All right. So at the end of round one, we have Alan in the lead with 3, Mike behind with 2, Case right behind with 1. As we head to round 2, your show of shows. For this game, I'll give you a match or event. You tell me the show title it took place on. So if I said Cody Rhodes wins the world title, you hopefully respond WrestleMania. Could be a pay-per-view or television show. We don't need a number or anything should that apply to the name of the show. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Mike, you're up first. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
You have Sting retires.
That is Revolution 2024.
Revolution is correct. All right, Case, you have Zack Sabre wins the IWGP title.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the show that so Invasion Attack of Sakura Genesis. Is that show still King of Pro Wrestling?
King of Pro Wrestling is correct.
Nice.
All right, Alan, you have Swerve Strickland wins the AEW title.
That would have been Destiny?
Oh, it was Dynasty.
Dynasty. Oh, God damn it.
All right, Mike, would you like a Dragon Gate question?
Oh, that'd be like another lovely. One if you
want. All right. Okay. Ben K wins the Open the Dream Gate title.
That was at, God, no. That was not at Dead or Alive. That was at the Cork and soon after in June.
I never know the names of the Dragon Gate. That's my one Dragon Gate weakness. I know the names of the pay-per-views. I don't know any of the your
tours.
Gates or your yeah. Rainbow Gates. None
Gate
of these
of Adventure. Things. I think that I actually never... was Rainbow Gate. Was it?
Rainbow Gate is correct, yes.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. I can't get it.
Hey, that was not an easy one because, like, try to remember the rotation of those. I could not tell you where Storm Gate is, but I think it's in March.
That's like, in September.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's good I got that one and not Case. Case would have just rattled it off.
All right, Case. How about a WWE question?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right, you get the CM Punk Drew McIntyre Hell in a Cell match.
Was it at Hell in a Cell?
No, they do not have that name anymore. It was Bad Blood.
I didn't know they had Bad Blood anymore. That's good to know.
All right, Alan, the Best of the Super Junior Finals. Show did those take place on?
Dominion.
Dominion is correct. All right, Mike, back to you. Zack Sabre's first IWGP title defense.
Royal Quest?
Royal Quest is correct.
That was a good one, Mike. You could have easily slipped with Global Wars there.
Yeah, I was making sure it wasn't like Strong Style Spirit or something.
All right, Case, you get Anarchy in the Arena for AEW.
Was that at All In?
Oh, it's Double or Nothing, I'm afraid.
Ah.
All right, Alan, you get Okada wins the Continental, or whatever. Yeah, the Continental title.
That was just a Dynamite, right?
Dynamite's correct. All right, Mike, back to you. Mark Briscoe wins the Ring of Honor title.
Mark Briscoe wins the Ring of Honor title. Okay, I'm doing the math back who he won it from. Was that Death Before Dishonor?
Oh, Supercard of Honor, I'm afraid.
Ah.
Okay, so your next question is Swerve Ospreay.
Did
that take place on?
That was at Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door is correct. All right, Alan, you have the Swerve Page Lights Out match.
I didn't listen to what Kate said. the Lights Out match was... Oh, yeah, that was the... No, the cage match was All Out. That would have been... Oh, I'm just going to say Double or... No, because they were in the... What pay-per-view am I missing here? I don't know. Wrestle Dream, I guess.
Oh, it was All Out. It was a steel cage match that was still...
Oh, the steel cage was the Lights Out. Oh, goddamn.
All right. Good job, everyone. All right, Mike, your final question. John Moxley wins the IWGP title.
Windy City Riot.
Windy City Riot is correct. All right, Case, we have Okada's last New Japan tour.
New Beginning.
New Beginnings is correct. Very good. And finally, Alan, give me
I need this one. I don't like the sound of Joe's laugh because I need this one. This has been a bad round.
Give me a show Roman Reigns wrestled on that's not WrestleMania or Survivor Series.
The one they just did. That was Survivor Series. Bad Blood. Another show that you named recently.
I'm checking. The main event at Bad Blood, teaming with Cody Rhodes.
Yes, get in.
All right, so in that round, Mike had 4 correct answers. Alan had 3. They are both tied with 6. Case had 3 correct answers. He is right behind with 4. As we head to round 3 of List 'Em and Learn.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
For this game, I'll give you a category. Say, everyone who wrestled on Dynamite in 2024, we'll say there were 200 people. Player 1 will give the number they can name off the top of their head, say 100. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. Once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances, one to go first, and also challenge. Now, Case, you are in 3rd place right now. I'm going to give you your choice of category to start. This will be for you and Mike. We have a WWE question, a Japan question, and AEW, we'll say AEW adjacent question.
Yikes. I would call none of those in my sweet spot because Japan is awfully vague. Let's go Japan, though.
All right. Okay. 18 men can say they held the heavyweight tag titles in New Japan, Noah, and All Japan in 2024. How many can you name?
6.
All right, 6. Mike?
I could name 9. You said out 9. Of 18, right?
Out of 18, yep.
Yeah, that's I could half. Do 9.
I can maybe do 10.
I'd like to see that.
Damn it.
You walked into that one.
But by the way, Case did me the solid of picking the one that I have any chance really for. Like, I thought that he was just going to like stare me down the barrel and really get me on this one. So, Case, 10 of those. Let's see it.
Okay, this is All Japan, New Japan, Noah.
Yep, heavyweight tag titles.
Okay, Okan and Hanare, because I just had to vacate them.
All right, Great Okan and Hanare, give you 1 and 2.
Mad Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste.
All right, Shane Haste And they get 3-4.
Did they have to win the titles this year, or could they have entered the year as champions?
They could have entered the year as champions.
Then give me Bishamon, Goto, and Yoshihashi.
Goto, that gives you 5-6.
Okay, I've maxed out New Japan. I could not begin to fathom, I guess, for the rest of New Japan. So let's go. I'm way behind on All Japan. Shoot. Okay, all right. Let's think about Noah here. I hate the way they handle all of their titles because I don't think the Alpha Wolf Dragon Bane team, they haven't won anything, because why would they? They're just the best tag team in that company right now. Okay.
I got to run with Yoshiaki Fujiwara as my partner back in February.
Okay, Noah. Who would the Noah Tag Team Champions have been this year? Have I watched a GHC Heavyweight Tag Team title match this year? Okay, this could make or break it. Let me take a stab at Jack Morris as a GHC Tag Team Champion.
That gives you 7.
Wow. All right. Who would Jack Morris have teamed with? Mira Fuji and Sagara, because they're on the Dragon Gate show tomorrow, and they're champions right now.
That gives you 8 and 9. We need one more name.
Okay, well then, let's pivot back to All Japan, and God, I would just assume, and again, this could be the Titanic hitting the iceberg, I would just assume that Kento Miyahara has been a tag team champion this year.
Oh no, I'm sorry. He was not.
The Saitos were right there.
Yeah. I thought Case had me when he says, let's go back to All Japan and just that Jin and Rai Saito.
Sure, I was going
to
say, I think he was like, I would assume, and I was just waiting for the Saitos to come out of his mouth.
Yeah,
and he's like,
yeah.
Miyahara. I was like, I don't think Miyahara was champ.
And also points to completely disregarding Anthony Green right there.
Yep, Case. No, the retrosexual. Yeah. It's no respect here.
With all due respect to Anthony Green, you could have told me that either he or LJ Cleary were the tag team champions with Jack Morris, and I could not decipher between the two. So, God, that really sucks. I have never wanted this. Sorry.
Names you did not mention. You forgot the immortal Chase Owens Kenta tag team run in New Japan.
Hot off the best of the best win. That would make sense.
And El Fantasmo and Hikaleo winning the belts on January 4th. And the Saitos, of course. And Suwama and Hideki Suzuki snuck in All Japan.
Yeah, I skipped all those matches. Definitely didn't see any of that.
I can't blame you for
that's
that.
That's a dire tag team.
Yeah, who skipped out on the Suwama Suzuki run.
This is not a great list.
The world of tag team wrestling has never been so alive.
My God, what a terrible list of names.
Those two tag leagues, as I'm sure Joe can attest, those two tag leagues.
I watched them all.
Not great.
I think New Japan World should lock out the tag finals unless you watched all the tournament matches. It's only fair. But so be it. All right, so Mike, 2 points to you. Very good. And you and Alan are up next. So you have the choice between the WWE and a AEW adjacent question.
Let's just go for a pure comedic effect. WWE.
All right.
Oh, ready to battle you on this, Mike.
Yeah, no, this is the one where I have to figure out anything that's not related to Chase University.
All right. So, again, you play this right. This could be a good win, but 30 men competed in the 2024 Royal Rumble. How many can you name?
Ooh, I'm going to start
it's
off
It's all about
10.
The potholes. Like,
yeah.
This is going to be filled with landmines. You're going for 10?
Yeah, 10? I would say 10. Yeah, yeah, let's go 10.
I think there's no way I can get 11 without saying a name that wasn't in it. So I have never done this in the history of List Them and Learn, but I am just bailing right at the start. Mike, work away.
10 names in Da Rumble.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes gives you 1.
Rey Mysterio.
I'm sorry, I don't have that.
Well, I mean, we went from Maximum Comedy Effect. Like, this is this the shortest List Them and Learn in Five Star Match Game history?
Do the Stalker Chikawa gimmick, Mike. You earned it. Bakery Gagne, restart the match.
I mean, like Takayuki Yagi, can I bribe you with ice cream here? Can we?
No, I'm afraid not. No.
Fair enough. I was going to, before I said Rey Mysterio, I was going to guess Booker T. Did Booker T come up from the commentary booth like they like to do?
No. Pat McAfee did, but not the book.
That would have been like number five.
Mysterio was in this, so, but not, Dirty Dom was in, but not, not Rey.
Ah, well. Congrats.
I'm not going to read off all the names. Just look it up if you're. Alan's best bud, JD McDonough, was in here. So
I have a question. I've never seen a Dom match. Is Dom any good, guys?
Buddy.
Passable.
I remember once getting into a heated argument with people about Dom Mysterio, but that was like Dom Mysterio like 3 or 4 years ago, like when they were still very clearly just having him do rehearsal matches on TV. Like I couldn't tell you modernly.
How would he fare in a trios match at Corkin on a Dragon Gate show on Stormgate Night 4? How would he do?
I think he would be in the Problem Dragon 6-man and not the Ben K 6-man.
Yeah. He's teaming with Toru Iwashi, man. Come on.
Yeah.
He's walking out to where he apologized for the audio being muted while Ultimo Dragon's music plays.
But he's still going to pen Daiki Yanagiuchi, right? Yeah.
Of course.
All right. That was 2 points to Alan. In that question, and so this comes down to Alan and Case. This is our third question. Brian Danielson had singles matches against 20 opponents in 2024. Alan, how many can you name? This is worldwide.
Okay, well, you scared me with the adjacent thing. I thought like this was going to be like questions about like Defy or something like that. Oh god. All right, how many did you say, Joe?
There are 20.
20 singles opponents for Brian Danielson. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I will go with, start with 11.
11, ooh.
Okay, I can, 12.
Oof, 12.
13.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Let me think about this, because Alan said 13. I think I've got about 10 for sure. Alan, do 13. I'd like to hear that.
All right, 13 okay. Names. What a collection of humanity this is. That's all I'll say. This runs.
All righty. Kazuchika Okada.
Okada gives you one.
Zack Sabre Jr.
gives you two.
Blue Panther.
Gives you three.
Hechicero.
That gives you four.
Jun Akiyama.
Remember, that one gives you five.
That was this year? Wow.
I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, because that must mean there was another. Because I know he had the Eddie match at World's End, but the Akiyama match was to build up another Eddie match. So Eddie Kingston.
That gives you six.
Will Ospreay.
Gives you seven.
John Moxley
gives you eight.
Jack Perry
gives you nine. You need Nigel four McGuinness. More.
Up to Nigel 10. McGuinness. Yeah. Swerve Strickland
gives you 11. We need two more names.
Hangman Page.
Adam Page gives you a dozen. We need one more.
Save the best to last. Shingo Takagi.
Gives you 13. Very good. All right. Names not mentioned. Jeff Jarrett. Shibata. That was not mentioned. Lance Archer on Dynamite. Pac. Satnam Singh. Shane Taylor and Yuji Nagata. But 2 points to Allen, a pivotal 2 points. Because that puts him at 10, Mike behind with 8, Kate's with 4. As we head to round 4, the man in the middle. Let's name it, I'll give you a title.
Case isn't going to be able to look Don Callis in the eye.
Yeah, I might struggle with that already.
All right, for this game, I'll give you a title and 2 names. You tell me who held the title in between in 2024. So if I said the World Heavyweight title and Seth Rollins and Damian Priest, you hopefully respond to Drew McIntyre. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
Oh, sure.
You have the TNT title in between Christian and Jack Perry. Who held it?
Ricky Starks.
Oh, it was Adam Copeland, Edge man.
Ah.
All right, Alan, you get the All Japan Junior title between Dan Tamura and Naruki Doi.
This is a tricky game. Doi. Tamura beat Rising Hayato, I'm pretty sure. So who did he lose it to? Doi would have beat. Atsuki was injured. I'm running out of All Japan Juniors here. it wasn't Sato. Doi beat Sato in one of his defenses. Who the hell was it? God, I'm forgetting someone obvious here. I'm just going to go against what I initially said and say Rising Hayato. Maybe I've got the timeline mixed up somehow.
Nope, you have it right. That's correct. Tamura lost it to Hayato, who lost it to Doi.
So who did Tamura beat? Do you have that there by any chance?
He held Lindemann.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That rings a bell now.
All right, Mike, you have the AEW International title in between Will Ospreay and Will Ospreay.
MJF.
MJF is correct. All right, Case. You have the Open the Dream Gate title in between Louis Monte and Yamato.
Benkei. Put it on the board, Benkei. That's what I'm talking about.
Rainbow Gate.
Yes, that's right. That is a promotion I have watched this year. I know that. That is good stuff.
All right, Alan. You have the IWGP Junior title in between Desperado and Desperado.
Show
is correct. All right, Mike, you have the GHC heavyweight title in between Kano and Kaito Kiyomiya.
Hio Del Dr. Wagner Jr.
The good doctor is correct. All right, Case, back to you. You have...
Give me twin gay titles. Come on now.
Sorry, how about DDT? The KO... KOD title between Yuki Ueno and Chris Brooks, who held it in between them.
Yuki Ueno and Chris Brooks. Who did Brooks beat for the title? Was that Mao?
No, it was Shinya Aoki.
Mm.
The best technique award winner or whatever he won. Yeah.
I missed that. I got to be honest. I did not know that happened this year.
Yep.
A couple of really good matches. His match with Ueno was awesome, and his match with Hiroshima was looking like it could be a match of the year candidate, and then it just ended really way too early, but it was awesome while it lasted.
With Brooks or with Aoki?
Oh, sorry, Aoki and Aoki and Ueno and Aoki and Hiroshima.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. His match with Endo was kind of boring, though.
Oh, it was Endo.
Hey, as far as contractually obligated, I want to be a champion clauses. Who do we prefer, El Hijo del Dr. Wagner's reign or Dolph Ziggler's reigns with New Japan titles? do we think anyone else worked title reign into their contract in 2024?
It's got to be those two.
All right. Well, Alan, you get the Intercontinental title, WWE. In between Gunther and Braun Breaker.
Oh my God, after what Case said earlier, I actually know this. It's Sami Zayn, isn't it?
Sami Zayn is correct. Alan, of course, Alan gets the WWE question.
Oh, thank you,
Bubba Ray Dudley for your episode on Intercontinental Champions that you did on. He, Busted Open's the show he is on, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We don't get that over here on Irish radio, thankfully.
All right, Mike, you get the IWGP heavyweight title in between Tetsuya Naito and Tetsuya Naito.
John Moxley.
John Moxley is correct.
Okay.
Okay, Case, you get the Triple Crown for All Japan in between Yuma Anzai and Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Oh, Jesus Christ, who did Davey Boy beat? Well, now I'm trigger shy with my All Japan answers. He beat Aoyagi, Yuma Aoyagi.
Yes, this time. Okay, if you didn't say Aoyagi, I don't know what I would have done. Alan, AEW TBS title in between Chris Statlander and Mercedes Moné.
Was it Julia? Julia Hart?
Oh, it was Willow.
Oh, I don't remember Willow having a title.
Yeah, no, one in a dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't. It wasn't Chris Statlander. It was Julia Hart. So I'm going to give you credit for that one because that was on me. Because she did beat Chris Statlander for it. It was in between Julia Hart and Mercedes Moné. So you know what? You get a point for that. All right, Mike, you get the AEW tag titles in between Big Bill and Ricky Starks and the Young Bucks.
Sting and Darby Allin.
Sting and Darby is correct. All right, Case, your final question.
Whenever Joe chuckles before asking a question, it's danger looms.
NXT title in between Trick Williams and Trick Williams.
Oh, God.
Trick question.
God, do I hope it's Carmelo Hayes.
It's who?
It's Carmelo Hayes.
No, it was Ethan Page.
Oh,
everyone's favorite.
God. Yeah, oh, yeah, the big draw. Yeah, no, you really showed everybody, fucking loser.
You know, if they brought his old theme music in from the indies, I would, you know, that would give him a boost, which I love that song because it says, I've killed it so many times, I'm running out of hands to count. Not fingers, mind you, but hands. And if you count on your hands, you can count twice. And if you're running out, you've counted once. So, you know, truth to advertising, I guess.
Hey, I was there at that time he killed it with Darby Allin at WrestleMania weekend.
All right. Alan, hey, all your I final know, question.
All I know is it's not, it's all confident. It's not confidence. It's all ego. That's all I know from that song.
It is. Oh. All right, Alan, your final question. You get the New Japan television title in between Hiroshi Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr.
He had a trick question, and now he's asking me quite the riddle.
Jesus.
Is it Matthew?
Matt Riddle is correct, Alan. Perfect round for Alan.
All right. That round was sponsored by Gabe Sapolsky Evolve Era. Matt Riddle. Ego.
Yeah. All right. Mike, your final question, the New Japan Global title in between David Finlay and David Finlay.
Oh, I mean, that's the contractually contractually obligated Nick Nemeth. Try to say that 10 times.
Nick Nemeth is correct, yes. All right. So at the end of that round, we have Alan in the lead with 15, Mike with 13, Case with 6, as we get to our final game. Not the best, you know. It's been, you know, couple tricky ones here, but
it's been a long year.
You can still catch. You can still win, year. Case. You can still win.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, if he gets them all right and you
get them all wrong,
fall ill.
This isn't like Final Jeopardy where one person's left just twiddling their thumbs for 5 minutes.
No,
Case has a chance.
No.
If Joe asked me a series of questions about former NWA champions and their demise, then I might not get any points.
All right. Well, we're heading to our final game of the sprint where I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you don't know, just guess, as we do not go back. Everyone gets 10 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Case, you're in third place. You're up first. Are you ready?
Oh, sure.
All right. Here we go. Chris Jericho started a new stable with Big Bill and Brian Keith called blank.
The Learning Tree.
Learning Tree is correct. The WWE announced Raw would be moving to blank in 2025.
Netflix.
Netflix is correct. Hologram debuted in AEW after previously competing as blank.
Aramis.
Aramis is correct. Longtime Noah wrestler blank retired in November after a match with Naomichi Marufuji.
Akitoshi Saito.
Saito is correct. Backlash took place in the country of blank.
Oh, God. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, it's France.
Good to know.
A longtime WCW booker and territory star blank passed away in August at the age of 74.
Oh, Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan is correct. All right. Glade ambitiously ran blank for their August 8th show.
this could be Cork and Hall, but I don't think it is. The August 8th show was Sumo Hall.
Sumo Hall is correct. I had to give you a chance to be mean to Glade. So.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hechicero took the mask of blank at the CMLL anniversary show.
Oh, Esfinge still has his mask. Valentina didn't lose. Who was the fourth wrestler in that match?
A potential honorable mention in the FSM 50 this year. Big fan of this guy.
Oh, God. Okay, it was Esfinge. It was Valentina. Oh, Euphoria.
Euphoria is correct. All right, Stardom wrestler blank announced she was signing with NXT in April.
If it's not Julia, I don't know another one, so I hope it's Julia.
Julia is correct. And finally, in response to Maxine Dupri getting heckled at a live show, Candice LeRae cut a promo saying she was embarrassment and brought up blank.
Joey Ryan.
No, her dead brother.
What a promotion.
What did you just describe? I was trying to keep up with that. I don't know.
No, Maxine Dupri yelled, "You suck at her."
First of all, I don't know who Maxine Dupri is. Is she any kin to Renee or Emil?
Hey, she's teaming with Akira Tozawa right now, Alan.
Yes.
Of course she is.
So somebody said that Maxine Dupri sucks and Candice LeRae brought up her dead brother.
It brought up a big thing of like, well, fans shouldn't be mean or something like that. So they turned it into an angle where Candice LeRae is like, you know, she lost a match or something. She's like, you're an embarrassment. It's a good thing your dead brother's not here to see this. And it was.
I thought she brought up her own dead brother. I was like, how did she get to like.
That would have been. That would have been even more peculiar than what they did. But. All right. So, Case, you have 8. That gives you 14 points to finish. Very good final round.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, all right. Mike, you are in second place. You are up next. You need just 2 to tie Allen and 3 to at least take the lead. Are you ready?
All right, let's do
it. Okay. The debut of Mercedes Moné in AEW was on a Dynamite titled blank.
Big Business.
Big Business is correct. Blank announced he would be going on a retirement tour of the WWE in 2025.
John Cena.
John Cena is correct. AEW licensed blank for a Full Gear hype package.
November Rain.
Remember, Rain is correct. The WWE launched a new brand on Twitter featuring 3-minute matches called blank.
Speed.
Speed is correct. Longtime Noah wrestler blank quietly retired in August with no fanfare.
Yusinari Ogawa.
Ogawa is correct. Blank, best known for a long run in the WWF portraying a bodyguard, passed away in February at the age of 72.
Curtis Hughes.
No, it was Virgil.
Oh, geez. Gosh, yeah. All right.
All right. Scott D'Amore launched a new promotion called blank.
Maple Leaf Pro.
Maple Leaf Pro is correct. Ultimo Guerrero had to inexplicably wore a blank when he competed in AEW.
Oh, it was a mask.
He wore a mask again, yes. On February 4th, Bushiroad terminated the contract of blank, leading him to start a new promotion in April.
Rossi Ogawa.
Rossi is correct. And finally, in an AEW skit, Orange Cassidy dumped blank in Chris Jericho's car.
A whole bunch of pennies.
Whole bunch of coins is correct. All right, so you had 9 correct answers there. That gives you 22. You are in the lead.
All right, come on, Alan. Let's see what you got.
Drama.
All right, Alan, you need 7 to tie, 8 to win.
I'm going to stand a pace for this one.
All right, are you ready?
I'm good. Let's do it.
All right, the WWE introduced a new program called Blank that involves signing independent wrestlers to developmental deals.
WWEID, thank you, Mr. Regal, for this opportunity.
Announcer Blank filed a lawsuit against AEW for wrongful termination after a short stay with the company.
I was going to say Ian Riccoboni, and I was like, no. Kevin Kelly.
Tim Kelly is correct.
I would offer Ian good luck with that one, but I don't think he's going to need it.
New Japan wrestler Blank was the MLW champion for most of the year.
You said New Japan wrestler?
Yep, he mainly wrestles in New Japan, but reigned as MLW champion for most of the year.
Kojima.
Kojima is correct. Former Kaientai member Blank retired in July, dropping the G-Infinity tag titles in his final match.
Shiryu.
Yes, we'll accept that.
Hey, you said former Kaientai member.
Let's see. New Japan Junior Blank returned to the promotion in November and got a title shot after being out of action for nearly 9 months. He's a junior.
And he's a junior. Okay. Master Wato.
Master Wato is correct. Former WWF and WCW champion Blank passed away in August due to cancer.
See, I just try to repress these sad stories, and Joe just keeps insisting on making me remember them. Oh, Sid.
Sid, thank goodness. Dragon Gate debuted a new stable of veterans called Blank in April.
Windows Paradox.
Paradox is correct. On the April 10th Dynamite, AEW controversially aired footage of the Blank.
The CM Punk Jack Perry scrap.
Yes. Io Sky faced Blank at the Stardom Sumo Hall show.
Utami Hayashishita.
Yeah, we'll accept that. It's correct. Finally, the CM Punk Drew McIntyre feud introduced the possession of Blank as an important plot point.
Oh, God, what do you call the thing? Like a thing you put on your wrist. Friendship bracelet or something.
Friendship bracelet is correct. Alan, you ran the table with 10 perfect responses. That gives you 20. You have again won the 5-star match game. You know, everyone downplayed their expertise, but everyone did very well.
Did they? Did they?
That's so mean.
Even I wouldn't say everybody did very well.
I'm trying to be nice here. Oh my goodness.
Don't feel like you have to be.
Case, you did in double figures.
Exactly. Yeah, double digits, baby. I love it.
All right. Well, as always, I keep a tiebreaker in response. Should the need arise, it did not, but since it will never come up again, I figured we can use it to play.
Has the tiebreaker ever come into play?
It came up once. We needed a... it came up once. It played into the factor of who won the game, but normally, no, it does not. But if I don't come up with one, I will need it, so...
Yeah, I can't remember that one, but...
I know it did once. I was very excited for it, too, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right, but our question is, I will give you a category... You can all tell me the number you think is on that category. The question is, Will Ospreay, Konosuke Takeshita, and Zack Sabre Jr. were 3 of the top wrestlers of 2024. How many total matches did they all work? So all 3 put together, how many matches did they work?
As every time with the tiebreaker, I'm so excited that I nearly blurred out the answer and I realized the point is to be secretive.
We have Mike guessed 123. Case guessed 180. Alan guessed 100. The correct answer is, well, I'll say Will Ospreay, according to Cage Match, worked 37 matches. Takeshita worked 62. And Zach worked 125 for a total of 224 matches. So, Case, you came the closest.
Feels good. Feels really good.
All right.
Yep.
See, great job by you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right, Alan, you are the winner. So you get to plug first what you wish.
Oh, well, I will. Since I'm not ever posting on Twitter ever again, most likely, I just ended on such a high note with that Shingo Hall of Fame tweet that I'm like, yeah, I'm done with Twitter now. So I don't plug my shows there anymore. So I will take this great opportunity to plug Pro Wrest Paradise on PW Torch VIP. And most recently, the show that I greatly enjoyed doing with Fred Moreland from The Good, The Bad, and The Hungry right here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcast Network. And we talked two episodes of Lucha Television from December 1995, I should say, AAA and CMLL, and they were a ton of fun to both watch and talk about. Really enjoyed that. So yeah, I would encourage people, if they like Lucha, to check that out. And even if they don't like Lucha, I think it's a fun show.
All right, very good. All right, Mike, what's you and Case can co-plug, I guess, what is going on in your corner of the world?
Yeah, so I recently had a piece go up at Voices of Wrestling about the soon-to-be-retired, I don't know with your release schedule, Joe, if it will be before or after, but talking about the career of Len Hollywood Soccer at Chikawa, and I kind of lay out the case for him being the greatest comedy wrestler of all time. But you can check me out also on Open the Voice Gate. We are looks like we'll be back for the remainder of the year talking about Final Gate, the Ichikawa retirement. And I will be appearing on a special show coming up real soon talking about one Maxine Dupree's stablemate. So look forward for that coming up soon.
Yes. Ooh, yeah.
That sounds good.
That does sound good. I can't wait to listen to that.
It's going to be 4 hours on Otis, of course. Yeah.
Also on Open the Voice Gate, as we conclude the 25th year of the Dragon System between Toriyama and Dragon Gate, we've been doing monthly rewind and rewatch episodes. These are historic lookbacks at some of the more important moments and shows in the history of Toriyama and Dragon Gate. And if you like that, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, because in 2025, Mike and I are kicking off a new series with a Dragon Gate adjacent promotion, and people are going to really like that when it comes out. So it'll be good stuff.
All right, very good. And I will just say the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at Five Star Match Game with the number 5, or email at Five Star Match Game with 5 spelled out. You can visit our Red Circle page and click the button if you want to make a one-time donation. Thanks to all the donors since the last show. That was very a welcome surprise. Our logo was designed by Rich Creech, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That does it for 2024. Thank you all so much for the support during the year. We will be back. I'll be dropping the expected show schedule on January 1st, so check that out. Have a great new year. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rich, and if you're like me, you look at the state of modern wrestling discourse and think, wow, what a cesspool. That's why I'm here to tell you about Music of the Mat Remix. That's right, your favorite wrestling music podcast is back with a new format, where I bring on a guest and we play songs related to wrestling-themed topics. It could be a wrestling reference, a wrestling concept, a wrestling pun, things of that nature. Now, you might be saying, Andrew, that is a very, very tenuous connection to pro wrestling on a wrestling podcast network. Is this just an excuse to hang out with your friends and talk about music and ignore the rest of the wrestling landscape? Yes. Yes, it is. So listen to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice.